welcome to the You Stop You podcast, the show designed to fortify your mindset and empower your life. I'm your host, Scott Rasmussen. In today's episode, we will talk about having enough purposeful energy each day. That's all next. So here we go. This is an exciting topic. I'm super excited this week to talk about this because this is something that I think not only do I need, but I think a lot of people need, having enough purposeful energy for each and every day. Seems like, golly, energy can be so low at times. And right when you need it, you're like, oh, I'd rather go to sleep, or I just want to take a nap, or really don't want to do anything. And let's just watch TV. But this is super important. So there's a few things. There's five things this week that will help us to get more energy. And a lot of these, you know this, but you just need to do it. And so let's talk about it. All right. Number one. First of all, what is your energy level from 0 to 10? So after each one of these little activities, if you try this every day, once the activity has ended, on a scale of 0 to 10, just ask yourself that one question. What is my energy level? And the first activity is get 7 to 9 hours of sleep each day if you're an adult. Obviously, more if you're a youth. So there's tons of benefits from getting lots of sleep each day, but this is going to impact your energy level. Obviously, you get sick less often. You stay at a more healthy weight. You'll lower your risk for, you know, serious health problems and concerns, reduce your stress, improve your mood. There's just tons of things like thinking more clearly and doing better in school and at work and just getting along with people better. So getting that 7 to 9 hours, at least 7, right? 7 hours a day of good sleep is super important. So when you wake up in the morning, ask yourself that question, 0 to 10, where am I at? Okay, number two, exercise for 30 minutes a day. This is crucial because exercise is like a natural and sustainable energy booster. So when you exercise, the blood flow in your body increases. And that ensures that important nutrients and oxygen are efficiently delivered to your cells. So the process aids the conversion of nutrients into usable energy, and it enhances your stamina and reduces feelings of fatigue. This is all super important. And just from a simple exercise, could be just walking 30 minutes a day, but that regular physical activity and exercise helps improve your metabolic function, and that gives you more consistent energy levels throughout the day. So if you can, start your day with that 30 minutes. Wake up early and then just get your 30 minutes of exercise in, and then ask yourself the question, where am I at from 0 to 10? And then record it. Number three, listen to your favorite music. This is a great, great tip and answer, right? Because who doesn't like to listen to their favorite music? Music is so important. So some of the benefits of music are that it can elevate almost all brain regions and networks. It helps you keep your brain pathways and networks strong. And that includes networks that are involved and linked to your well-being, your learning, your cognitive function, your quality of life, and your happiness. So this is super powerful as you listen to music and just let your mind kind of go do that silent work that it's doing. So also listening to music while you're working out, music has a powerful way of distracting people from like pain, fatigue, but what it does is it elevates your mood, it increases your endurance, it reduces your perceived effort, and a lot of people, while they're listening to music, tend to run either farther or bike longer or swim faster than usual, often without realizing it. That's the power of listening to music while you're working out. So this is another awesome tip. Listen to your favorite music. And it doesn't have to be for an extended amount of time. Just listen to maybe a couple, 2 or 3 songs, and then go back and ask yourself that question. How am I feeling right now? What is my energy level? All right, number four, get outside. Being outside is super important. There's so many benefits for mental rest and rejuvenation. So getting outside has been shown to improve memory, attention, impulse control, and creativity, right? They've done lots of studies on children, and when they're able to get outside, it leads to improved school performance. And also there's benefits, of course, of vitamin D with the sun and everything. So it's powerful. If it's helping our kids to improve in school performance, what do you think it'll do for you and for me in work and in our relationships and just being better? So get outside. And then after you get outside, make sure and do your 0 to 10. Ask yourself, geez, what's my energy level after being outside? All right, the last one, number 5, do something for someone else. So studies have shown that acts of kindness are linked to increased feelings of well-being. And also helping others improves your support networks and pretty much in turn improves your overall self-esteem. And so it can be something simple. Bake someone some cookies, bake a neighbor dessert, take someone dinner if maybe they're sick and they need some help, or write a letter to someone, call someone or text someone on the phone. Just do something, do some service, some act of service for someone else. There are endorphins that kick in after you've completed that task that help you to feel good. And that's really powerful. And so again, when that's done, 0 to 10, record after that activity, what is my energy level? So those are 5 things that we can do this week. Just try these. And maybe you don't have time for all of them. Some of them you could probably do 3 at once. For example, it's powerful if you combine your favorite music with exercising outside. So that's just powerful, right? So this week, as you have opportunity, remember the 5 things that can increase your energy level, because we all need more purposeful energy for everything that we're doing. And remember, 1, get at least your 7 hours minimum of good sleep each day. 2, exercise for 30 minutes. 3, listen to your favorite music. 4, get outside. And 5, do something for someone else. I know that if you do these things this week, you will have a better week and you will improve your overall mental health and your energy levels. So until next week, be unstoppable.